Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the NAISH by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Hello and welcome back to the GCN News Minute. Today is Monday, August 10th. Happy birthday to my brother, Tyler, who doesn't listen to the show. But you know who does listen to the show? I don't know. Maybe nobody. But here's the important info for those of you who do listen. The wait is over, folks. A brand new season of Get in the Trunk is finally here. Episode 1 of the new season drops this Wednesday exclusively on Patreon for all subscribers. That's $6 tier on up. Session 0 is already available to everybody on YouTube and on the main Glass Cannon podcast feed. So if you haven't watched or listened yet, now's the perfect time to get caught up before the new season begins. Our Call of Cthulhu live tour continues, but we do have some sad news. Our live show in New Orleans that we were planning to do the night before our Atlanta show had to be canceled. Unfortunately, the venue was recently sold to a new owner, and the backup option that they gave us just wasn't up to snuff for your old pal, LaValle, because I know that you wouldn't like that option. It just wasn't great for what we do. So we've decided to, I hate to say cancel, right? I'm going to say postpone our trip to New Orleans until a later date, because let's be honest, you're crazy if you think I'm not coming to do a show in a city where it's encouraged to drink on the street. VIP ticket holders should have already received an email with refund options, and everyone else will be automatically refunded. I'm so sorry. I'm so disappointed. We haven't canceled a show since COVID, but this was a new one. Venue was sold. I'm excited for that Spirit Halloween store to open up in whatever the name of that venue was. The good news is we're still headed to Atlanta during Dragon Con week. We'll be in Madison for a show, and we're going to be at Game Hole Con as one of their sponsors. And then we're wrapping up the year with two shows in Philadelphia, and tickets for those two Philadelphia shows will be going on sale in the next couple of weeks. So keep an eye out. Could even be next week. A quick programming update. You might be wondering, hey, where are these new Call of Cthulhu live shows? You just started doing Annapolis. When are we going to see these? Well, just like we did with the first half of the year, we're going to batch these other ones so that you can get them back to back to back. And we're going to start releasing those in the fall once we know we have a schedule where those remaining Philly ones can come out right after the Indy and the Madison Atlanta shows. So stay tuned for that schedule. Those are all going to be available. And my God, those ones we did in Indianapolis, I can't wait for you to see it. Especially I love to both, right? They're like my children. I don't want to pick. But that second one was top 5 shows I've ever been a part of on the network. Really excited for you to see that. Speaking of Call of Cthulhu, we've got something really exciting coming to YouTube by the publishers of Call of Cthulhu. Our good friends Chaosium have a new game coming out called Time Without Tide, and we're going to do a brand new 2-part adventure that premieres this Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern on YouTube with the podcast version to follow. And this adventure is going to give us a sneak preview of this new game that looks sick. It's Time Without Tide. This is a brand new RPG from Chaosium set in a faux Victorian post-apocalyptic world where strange creatures hide in the fog. Chaosium launches the game's backer kit campaign on September 1st, and we're going to be able to give you an early look at the setting. I want to tell you how the creators describe the game, because they'll do a better job than I. They say you are a delver I love that word. One of the determined heroes who journey beyond fortified walls on fantastic voyages into the world of fog. Lanterns held high to ward off the unknown, you will face bizarre horrors, discover glimmering marvels, and protect the odd survivors of the fallen moon. I have an RPG erection. That's not appropriate. Here's another quote directly from the creators about the tone. I gotta calm down here. Things are getting out of control over here at my desk. They say, "See those poor hungry orphans? They seem so sad, cold, and vulnerable. Don't you want to take them in, give them a better life? Don't be fooled. They're orphans by choice. They killed their parents and got a taste for parricide. Sign those adoption papers and you'll be next." Come on! I love this. The game looks sick. And I can't shout out Chaosium enough. They've been one of Glass Cannon Network's biggest supporters for years. And we hope you'll show them the same love you've shown us. So check out this two-parter. Follow the Backer Kit campaign. So when it launches on September 1st, you can support it. And, just remind Chaosium why the Niche is the greatest community in gaming. We're back, baby! And we'll see you next time.